AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
From fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Hey. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirits. Make you wanna revisit, tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Hey. Can't no bitch do what I do.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn. Do y'all know that we are on episode number 51 I thought this was the last episode. We have one more to go, Bobby Clifford. We made it through season three, and we were reassured that we are at season four because we just did The Breakfast Club on Tuesday. I guess it'll air tomorrow, but we'll get to that in a minute. But we want to thank you listeners for, you know, listening in, subscribing, sending your questions to Bobby, just rolling with us throughout this, especially throughout this political year, because this political year is going to be a monumental in our lives for one reason or another. I ain't going to say it's going to be the best thing. I ain't going to say it's going to be the worst thing, but it's damn sure going to be life-changing for a lot of us. So that's why we still put, and here's the thing, Bobby. I'm proud of you, Bobby. Let me tell you that, and Aaron, because here's the thing. We are not gossip. We are not sex. We are not who's fighting and ratchet and we're not the most popular. But the fact that we have enough listeners to keep us to a season four because they are interested in what we have to say as two American citizens, because Bobby Clifford is an Irish Catholic Caucasian, a single mother of one, and I am a Black American African father, single transgender father of three. But what we have in common besides being parents is that we are both Americans, and we realize that, which means that we have to live here together. Y'all ain't realized that yet. But thank you guys, because y'all did this, because I could have said, okay, we're done, because we are not the most popular show. But because we have enough people who have common sense knowledge who want to hear what we have to say and want to agree or disagree, because everybody does not agree. Shit, hell, Bobby, me and Bobby don't always agree, but I'll fight Bobby. I ain't scared of her.
Oh, please, for the love of God. I'll roll over you and crunch you.
I go Karen on Bobby. And because we have this relationship, we want you to see that it's not only is it a healing process, but sometimes people just like people, not because of color of skin, but people just like people. So we mm-hmm. I hope we're teaching that. I hope we're reaching you guys, Bobby. What you think?
I think so. I hope so. Yeah, I mean, I hope we do. I think we do. Because people do, even during your coffee time, they'll ask questions that maybe something we've discussed before. But no, it makes it fun. And the learn part is real. It's not just we're trying to teach something or keep you informed. We're learning from each other as well. So, and I think that's important. I think that's the key to life, is always wanting to learn and improve.
Okay, Bobby, our listeners would not let me go without you even get started without at least one or two.
Oh, for the love of God.
No, that's not what they want to hear. That's not the word, dear.
I'll give you a few icons when we're doing our thing.
I need you to put that white on it, Bobby. It needs to be icons. I put the white on it. Don't be doing it all dry and slow. Put that white on it.
Trust me, we have to talk about Trump. We got a few things that will have me absolutely flabbergasted. So trust me, it's coming. It's coming. Stay tuned.
So this week, ladies and gentlemen, was a very exciting week. Bobby and I met, and Aaron, we all met up in New York, and we did the Sherry Shepherd show together. We all went. I got a picture of it. I posted on Instagram, and you know, I got my Monroe Flame back page back. And it's a picture of me, Bobby, and I got to send that to you and Aaron personally, too. And we were all sitting on the couch, and it was our team. It's our little team, our little Laugh and Learn family that we bring to you every week. So now you'll be able to put a face to a name. And bigger than, better than that, season four, we will do visual from here. So Aaron is going to record it so you can see us as we're going back and forth.
Yeah, no, I think that I'm excited for that, too, because we do. We see each other, so that you guys know. But it'll be nice for you guys to be able to do it as well. I'm excited. The picture flame, I could poke you in the eyeball. It's like every inch of me, the camera didn't miss. Like, it couldn't come from the other side, so it didn't all have to focus on my fat ass.
Ladies and gentlemen, could y'all please tell my co-host that she's a beautiful woman? Because I don't know what the hell she be looking in the mirror and see. I think Bobby got one of those circus mirrors at home that tell her that she's not pretty. Because I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to crack that damn mirror.
Oh my God. I know. I have a circus ass, like a bunch of little men will jump out of it, the size of it. I got to work on that. We're working on that for season four.
That was a very small couch, and me, you, and Aaron sat on there comfortably. Anyway, that was a lot better than them damn seats I had on airlines yesterday. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
We had a great time. It was such a wonderful experience with the Sherry show. It was Sherry Shepherd's birthday. Happy birthday, Sherry Shepherd. She just got picked up for season three starting in September, everybody behind the scenes, the producer, John Murray, the makeup artist, the producer of my segment, Mr. Patrick Hesby, was so pleasant and so nice.
Yeah.
But we met Candy Burrs, and Candy Burrs was just the real deal piece of steel, y'all. She was so fun. Her and her lovely husband, Mr. Todd, they were so cool. And everybody met Bobby and Aaron. Behind the scenes was so chill, and I would love to bring people in to see all of that. But some things I think you just have to be there. Some things,
yeah,
I think
no,
you really
yeah, absolutely. And when I tell you, Flame fangirled out on Candy.
I did. Because I was a fan of Candy's already. Remember when I hosted TGIF that week and they had something about Candy? I said, I'm not going to talk about it. I love me some Candy Bird. And then to get to meet her, and she was such a kind and pleasant woman. And we sang together. Oh, I thought I was doing something, y'all.
And then that night
we went to Comedy in Harlem. My boy Jamie and his lovely wife Nikki owned Comedy in Harlem. Unfortunately, that was their last Monday there. They're looking for another location. And they do have a GoFundMe, which I will post on my Instagram and my Facebook page and my TikTok and my YouTube. So y'all make sure y'all GoFundMe. It was a black-owned comedy club. And the energy in the room, Bobby will tell you, was always
it's terrific.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
It was
and
so wonderful.
He's very respectful. And I think he treats his talent very well. We were listening to a live once, and everybody had nothing but nice things to say about him. So
yeah, he's a lovely, lovely
man. He's a great
man,
guy. He really is.
And all the staff there were so pleasant. And black folks, I'm talking to y'all. You know, we can have our own business and had a nastiest attitude, but I promise you, nothing could be further from the truth of the people who work from Jamie. Everybody was so pleasant and so kind. And Rolanda Watts, the legend herself, Rolanda Watts from the talk show, and I did a comedy show there with Jamie together. And we had the best time. We did like a Q&A portion. I think the Q&A portion was more fun than anything. And it was so great. I'm telling you, it was just, and then next morning we woke up and we did the Breakfast Club. So Jamie went with us, the owner of Comedy in Harlem, and Bobby Clifford went. And we sat in there and we had a conversation. I'm not sure what day they're going to air it, but it was pretty nice. And Bobby met somebody. What was that young man's name, Bobby?
Oh, it's a few people, and I had no idea. Tank. Someone named Tank. He was absolutely lovely. Got a big hug. He was adorable. And then who's the one that was in the room with the waters? I had to get a water, and he was very...
Bobby met NLE Chopper.
He said, hello, ma'am. I think he thought I was his principal coming to collect him. I grabbed a water. Very respectful. The whole group. He came heavy in that room. And everybody was very sweet. They all said hello, like nobody ignored. All I wanted was the water behind him. I just needed them to move aside. And he did. He was a dog. But I never felt so white or old because I didn't know a goddamn soul in that building. I couldn't
be
impressed.
Wait a minute. Before you say all of that, let me tell you what we have in common. I know that man from a can of paint. But when I told my daughters that he was there, baby, I almost got attacked. You didn't take no picture. I'm like, who is it? I don't know. Tell me. Oh, honey. So he's a very handsome young man, too. But he's quite popular.
He really is.
Baby, my daughters almost beat my ass. I ain't gonna even lie. I'm like, girl, I don't know who that was. It ain't like it was like Stevie Wonder or somebody. Don't do that. It ain't like it was like Johnny Gill. My. I don't know him.
No clue. But his mother taught him right because he was very he's very sweet, which I always pick up when people are polite because I think a lot of these young people today aren't so polite. And he was lovely. So, and we had so much fun. And Jess was so cute. Kicking it with her. Yeah.
It was our actually first physical encounter. I had never met her, but we had text back and forth on the phone and everything. And she was such a lovely young woman. She's so tiny. Oh my God.
She has a box to put her feet on because she's so little.
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah,
I don't know if you could
tiny.
See that. I had the angle. And I couldn't believe Envy was so tall. He's tall, like this tall, slim drink of water. He was lovely. He was lovely as well. And Charlamagne's eyes are absolutely gorgeous in person.
Yeah, sure. Charlamagne is a mess. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know we didn't have it out, but we had it out because that's how we do. But the show should be fun. I hope it will air probably on Friday. But y'all make sure y'all watch it. And we had a great time. Charlamagne, thank you for season 4. Black Effect Network, Dolly Bishop. Who else? Will Pearson. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Me and Bobby going to do our best to make sure that we keep people in the loop and in the know. And as much as we know about this political scheme that's going on in this country, because It is good and bad and ugly. That's what we should call an episode one. The good, the bad, and the ugly. I don't even know what the good is, but this damn bad and ugly is winning.
It's the truth. I think the title of the book should be Distractions, which is your word. And then each chapter could be one of those things, because they have us focusing on the most ridiculous, stupid stuff, including this trial, which we'll get to, this particular trial. And we're not focusing on the big stuff. So, a little disappointing, but
overall, you know what, a very wonderful week for promotion. And before
really
we get
was.
Off the topic, Bobby, this Friday and Saturday, today, the 26th and 27th, I will be at Twice as Funny Comedy Lounge in Killeen, Texas. Get your tickets on the website or at the box office. When I tell you, if I'm anything, Friday night and Saturday night, like I was Monday night, Colleen, y'all in trouble. Baby, y'all in trouble, because I was talking more shit than the law allowed Monday night.
It was, but no, it was good. And people they had a real back and forth with you. It was a lot of fun to watch.
So I will be, but I'm going to do my set on my Friday and Saturday, but I'm going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. So you guys get to come out, get the fans. Thank you for all the people who purchased fans and just have a great time with me with that, because that's what I am. I am a good time. Okay, now we got to get into this week's episode, because we only got one more episode and we will be at season four. Because me and Bobby are sitting here and have a whole damn conversation. We'll never make it to the damn topic.
I know. I'm sorry. But, I want to start out with actually a positive, because so much of this is not going to be fun as we go through. And I actually want to ask you a question. I didn't get to ask you while we were together in New York. Did you see there was a news clip about it was in St. Paul and there was an elderly gentleman that was on the highway, hit a pole. I don't know if he had some sort of medical emergency. Anyway, the car went into flames, and a whole group of passerby and bystanders broke into that flaming car, got his body out. A nurse had stopped, and they were helping him until the rescue team could come. And I thought, what a brave group of people. So many people might have just gone by, figuring they couldn't do anything. And he's only alive because they actually broke into the car because he was trapped. And I thought that was pretty impressive.
See, those are the unwritten heroes that you don't hear about. You don't hear about those heroes every day. And it's a lot of people that are heroes like that that you never know about.
They're just doing the right thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And isn't that what it is, Bobby? Even with the whole Bible and all the commandments or whatever rules you have to go by for whatever religion you practice, I think it's instilled in you that you know the difference between right and wrong. I think you just know that. It's like a biological clock. You just know that, but some people just don't know how to do right.
Yeah.
I might be one of them. I don't know how to do right.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all.
Did y'all see me? I was looking like a damn nun. I was all covered up from a baby.
Adorable. Well, let me tell you, Fran, my mom, said, oh, she looked lovely, but oh, the girls were out. And I said, oh my God, if you only know, she thought she was completely covered up.
Oh, tell mom, the girls had a blanket all the way up to the nose like a Muslim.
I know, but that cleavage was peeking out a little bit. So I thought that dress was super sexy.
I think it was the bra. Had I not put the bra on, I don't think they would have been peekaboo.
I know, but it looked nice. Like, it just gave you enough. And it held you in the dress. I think the route you went was great. You absolutely looked terrific. Yeah, you were the cutest one on the show, I thought, that time.
I started cheering because she got the biggest chick, so she was the cutest one.
I know. But she looked pretty,
too.
I had
a great time. Yeah, she did. It was her birthday. So you guys, and she's on her way to season three. We like to see people win over here.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Okay, Bobby, mm-hmm. let's get to it and let's get around it.
Okay, so now the next one's going to be kind of a warning to people. It was something I read that I found a little interesting. It was a study that had come out from Ohio State University, and it said, and I thought, I wonder if this is post-pandemic or just in general. It says that nearly two-thirds of parents feel lonely and burned out, and nearly 40% feel they have no support. And what the therapist who had worked on this study said, that keeping busy doesn't replace friendships. So you got to reach out. So anybody, if there's somebody here feeling like they need a little help, reach out to a pal. Don't keep it inside, and don't overstuff your activities either, because that's not helping. It's just adding to the problem.
Okay, so the correct answer, like Bobby said, was please reach out to somebody that you can talk to that's going to make you feel good about yourself. Don't call nobody that's negative and downtrodden, right, and going to make you feel worse than you are already in the situation that you are. But the fun side is, call Bobby Clifford. She could talk to you for 6 days straight.
I know. I am working on it. I told you my name is Bobby Clifford.
Oh, my God. She would listen to all your problems and tell you all of us and tell you everybody. Baby, that Bobby would talk. Call Bobby Clifford. She'll definitely talk to you for about 6 days nonstop.
I'm sorry. But I'm interested, and I love you all.
she does, and baby, she gonna tell you that too. Good God!
Oh my God! But you know what has been? I think we'll start off. We're like really start off one of the hard topics with it, because I just can't believe what's happening with it. Is the college protests? Oh my God! The college protests.
It's happening all over the country too, Bobby.
We were right in with it. I mean, we had the Columbia University. We had NYU, they were throwing bottles at police, which is not what a peaceful protest is supposed to be. I think that they're still negotiating with Columbia after days of them having an encampment. And these are pro-Palestinian protests, which there's nothing wrong with that. But there are two sides to every story. And I think especially if I was a mom, a Jewish mom, sending my kid paying the same tuition. I feel like my kid needs to, he needs to be able to do his studies and to be able to feel safe as well. So I just hope people are looking at both sides of this coin here, which is so complicated, steeped in hundreds of years of history. And we gotta do better, kids. We gotta do better.
Again. We're praying for all the innocent involved in these protests and these wars. I am not. Let me tell you why I don't want to speak about it. And I really do have strong feelings about it from both sides. But the LGBT community fighting against me was one thing. The Jewish community fighting against me? Absolutely not. I got nothing to say. And I'm not blaming either side. I feel so bad for all the casualties, the children that separated from their families, the dads that's going to lose their lives for no reason for just being a man in a war zone. I feel bad on both sides because let me tell you something. Even though Russia struck first, I'm sure there were plenty of Russian citizens that did not want a war. But they had no say-so because they had no say-so because they dictated did with exactly what he wanted to do, which is back when I'm getting back to Trump. They dictated did exactly what he wanted to do. He didn't care about nobody else. But so, okay. Let me come back.
It's true. And something, the only sort of ray of hope, and I don't even know if you can call this a ray of hope, that I saw that's been going on with in the Israel and Palestinian war is there is a young man that has dual citizenship, Hirsch Goldberg Pollan, and he has been missing since October 7th. And the last image that his parents had of him was him being put into a vehicle with his severed arm because he got caught in with shrapnel. By a grenade, I believe. And they actually just saw him. Hamas put out some sort of piece of propaganda that had him with the severed arm. They also admitted to they have four bodies. So there are four people, we don't know who they are, that didn't make it, but at least they're holding their bodies. So the families might get some sort of closure. So, that's the only good thing.
I saw that he's been in captivity for 201 days, and his mother and father had on the 201 on their shirt. But so his arm being severed, was that not true?
No, it was they threw a grenade at him and they blew his arm off.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they took him and threw them into a vehicle. He's had no medical help, and somehow he survived. So if you don't want to talk about God's will, there's something there, or His will. But he survived. So, that's pretty amazing. What I wish that we would talk about and what these college kids aren't talking about. So it's so disappointing to me is the hostages. So they're talking about Palestine and it's awful for these poor people living in Gaza, the Palestinians. But it's Hamas that's starving them. What about the hostages, kids? Just make sure that you're balanced on both sides and you know, you're not being swayed.
And this is what I'm saying, Bobby, especially when it comes down to affairs of politics and religion and identity now. Everybody has their own way of seeing, doing, but the powers that be are causing so much uproar to the innocents because there's so many innocents that just want to live their life happily, but they caught up in somebody else's war, and that's what it always is with somebody else's war. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm rattling Honey Nut Cheerios in the background. That was me. That was me.
Oh my God, that's so funny. I don't have mine here, but I'm doing the multigrain tonight. That's going to be my dinner. So anyway, I don't have too much more to say with that, but keep the talk about the hostages. That's what we've got to get them home or get them out from. I'm like, this poor kid, he needs medical care for the love of God.
As a parent, I know the parents seeing him and after not being able to know what was happening to him all this time.
Right.
I know it was like the weight of the world was lifted off of their shoulders.
Oh, I'm sure. I think it's their only child. So I know it's their only son. I think it may be their only child. And what's hard about all these protests and whatnot is the time of year, right? So it's Happy Pesach. It's Passover. And some of these people just, they're not finding any peace. And that's what it's supposed to be.
Wait a minute. Let me ask for my ignorant listeners, including myself. So what is Pesach?
Pesach I believe it's just Yiddish for Passover. So Happy Pesach. That's what you say.
Well, this is Laugh and Learn. See, you just taught me something, Bobby Clifford. I didn't know.
But don't ask me anything more about that.
But I was asking for not only for myself, but my other listeners who did not know. See, we learned something today, you guys.
Yeah, and it's celebrated from, I think it was April 22nd it started, and it ends April 30th. So
I knew something was going on with the Jewish community.
You said
remember
that,
when
yes.
I got to New York, yep. I said, girl, everybody in the airport had their yarmulkes on. I say, yep. I wanted to pull a man out and put man on, but man got hair on it. It's called a wig.
That's hysterical. What they were doing is they were all picking up their loved ones right before it started. So they must have all gone to the airport to pick up family and whatnot. That's my guess. You know, because it's a more fun holiday, we'll say. Whereas Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur about, you know, looking back at your sins and all that. It's heavy stuff and fasting. And let me tell you, the Jewish people can fast like nobody's business. Us Catholics, we McDonald's fast. We do our Slim Fast fast. We do one sensible meal and two snacks. They eat nothing. They're like the Muslims during Ramadan. Nothing touches their lips. That is so impressive to me. I'd be having one eyeball open.
My version of fasting is I'm not going to eat that third piece of chicken. Okay, that fourth
that's
piece
right.
of chicken.
That's right. That's mine too. So, and that's why I look like this. But yeah.
I'm not going to eat that fifth piece of bacon. It's just on my plate for decoration.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. Oh, the bacon. That's even funnier. Considering we're talking about Jewish people. Anyway.
Right. Listen, where are we going, Bobby?
Wait a minute.
Okay. Bobby. I don't mean to cut you off.
No.
Prayers to all involved in these wars, you know. And,
yes.
And I'm telling you, if you don't think that it is affecting us, it really is affecting us. Because if one country, and I said this last week, I'm going to keep saying this because I need y'all to hear me. If one country pull out nukes, everybody has to pull out nukes. It's scary for all of us, which means that you have to know who are you putting in position of this power to have these nuclear codes. Because if they're having a bad day, everybody has to suffer for their bad day. Again, I ain't giving out no names, but pay attention, shit. Okay, Bobby, sorry. Where are we going back?
No, but you're onto something because it's so true. And that's why Israel has been our ally and such a strong ally, because they have kept Iran in check. And they're willing to be the first line of defense because Iran has nukes. So it keeps us safe. So we support them, so we stay safe.
Sold to by Americans.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they're still going to work if they're pointed in this direction.
Yeah,
we
sold our own weapons of mass destruction too. Oh my God! Don't get me started.
Yeah, it'll be like they have a homing device and they come on home, and we don't need that. But that's why we support these countries. That's why we have allies. That's why we have the UN. The foreign stuff politics is super hard, but there's a reason. We're not just giving out money to give out money. We're doing it to keep ourselves safe. People I don't think they understand that enough. And speaking about keeping safe, did you see, I'm sort of outraged by this. I don't know how to feel. We have a lot of nonsense that's been going on in schools, shootings and whatnot. But Tennessee passed a bill Tuesday allowing teachers to be armed in the classroom.
Oh, okay. Oh, Bobby. Okay. So to my listeners, I feel a certain kind of way about this. And this is not joking at all. Being a teacher in America right now is probably the most dangerous job in the country. I have to say that publicly.
Because
the temperament of these youngsters now is there is no respect for a right coat or for a scholar, mm-hmm. a professor or a teacher, a clergyman or no one. And that's not all of them, but that's a lot of our fault. Not my generation, but up under me. Because mm-hmm. they let these kids run wild and there is no respect of person. And you see, they kill everybody without thinking about it. It's such a catch-22 to that, Bobby, because then you need to know, is the teacher scary? Because, you know, I always say,
right?
Stop giving cowards guns, because if you give a coward a gun, you just give them the power to kill, but not the responsibility of knowing what the hell they are doing. Talking that down. So I don't think every teacher should have one. I don't know if I agree with it on one aspect, but as a parent who has a kid in school, I kind of do. I'm on the fence, Bobby. I'm on the fence. I need you to break the tie.
I'll tell you, I'm not. And I'll tell you, so the requirements, I feel like we have to give those too. So we're doing like full reporting of what's going on. But they have to get a carry permit. They have to have a background check. They have to go through, X amount, and I don't know what the X is, hours of training. And there are some other requirements. They can carry it on their hip in the classroom. I don't know if that's intimidating to kids. It would be to me. Under this measure, though, parents wouldn't be allowed to know whether their child's teacher has a gun or not. I don't like that as a parent. I want to know if my kid's in. What if it's K through 12, and you know just as well as I do, there are 11th and 12th graders that are big, strapping people that could overpower a teacher and get that weapon if they were fighting with little Johnny. I don't know. It's one thing if they could have it in the classroom and the bullets have to be locked and the gun has to be locked, but they can carry it right on their hip. I don't know. I don't like it at all, because I think it's too much. You know, I think it can lead to disaster, and I don't like that.
There are so many scenarios, Bobby, and I don't know. Have they actually ruled on that, or is that just up for debate?
You know, it's passed. It's waiting for Governor Bill Lee for his signature.
Unfortunately, if it passes, all it's going to take is one incident to shut it down. But that will still be somebody's life probably
taken. That's right.
Somebody, unfortunately. But if it doesn't pass, who's protecting these teachers? It is such a sketchy topic, because a lot of these teachers are doing more than just teaching your kids. Y'all are sending these kids to school for them to be babysat with no respect, with no respect.
Well, then now, and the other thing is, just like any workplace, people cannot get along. I don't need two teachers shooting it out in the hallway like the OK Corral.
I never even thought about that, Bobby. You're absolutely right.
I don't like that.
Or a disgruntled teacher, you know, not up doing their job up to par, and then they get terminated, and they already got the gun at work. They ain't got to go get the gun. They already got the gun. Oh, my God, Bobby, I never even thought about those scenarios. Oh, you're right. You're absolutely correct. I would say I would prefer them hiring armed guards, but we see how that worked out in Uvalde.
Well, that was I wouldn't mind that. I don't know if we can afford it, you know, if some communities, because it will go by the community, so they have to come up with extra people, extra manpower. I wouldn't mind there being like two police at assigned to every school, but you know, who's got those kind of tax dollars? You know, we need them on the streets. So I don't know guards. Like, I want someone that's actually trained. I don't want, you know, Joe Schmo, who, like you say, like someone just looking to be a hero and strapping a gun on and thinking they're great. Years ago, I used to drive an ambulance, and we used to have these wannabes. Oh my God, Flame. They'd have leather gloves. They'd have all this equipment that looked like guns on their hips, so they felt kind of cool. I don't need one of those running around the school with a weapon.
That's going to cause more civil unrest, because that's going to be really dangerous. There's so many scenarios that could happen with that. And I hate, if it's one victim, it's one too many. So prayers to all of that. Oh, I need my daughter. Hurry up and get the hell out of school.
I know.
Okay, where are we going next, Bobby?
Okay.
Where are we going next?
So speaking about daughters, we might as well do reproductive rights. We'll talk about the girls. So President Biden this week just put some sort of new rule in that HIPAA will come into place, the Healthcare Portability Act. I'm missing something there. It was put in 1996 by Ted Kennedy, and there was a female, I think out of Kansas, senator that did it with him. And for people who are going across borders to get an abortion, that their medical records can't be obtained by anybody or looked at. So because that's how would you know if somebody got an abortion if you have no access to get into their medical record? So he's trying to go about it kind of coming in the back door. So I sort of like that. The Arizona House of Representatives failed to advance the repeal of the 160-year old abortion ban. So I don't know how to feel about that either. We're sort of a mess. We've got to fix things. It's making it more and more complicated for women and reproductive.
Let me ask you a question, because I know even though you're a woman of a certain age, how do you feel about telling you what you can and cannot do with your body? And I know you're a Catholic, and I know you're Catholic, and I still want to know how you feel. And I want to know genuinely how you feel.
I am pro-choice we've talked about this before. I'm pro-choice for everybody but me. For me, I'm pro-life, but I don't want to have somebody telling me what to do. And I don't feel that I have the right, because I believe that life might start at conception, I can't put that belief on somebody else. I think we should mind each other's business. You know,
and I am just challenging. Stay out of it. I am telling you right now, I am challenging all women. That's whether you got a uterus or not. Did you hear what Bobby just said? She would like to own what she wants to own about her body. It's really not your business. But I'm telling you right now, y'all keep looking at all this negative that they're putting out about Biden, all this stuff like it's happening under his watch. A lot of this stuff was instigated by a former administration. A lot of this stuff was instigated by while in office or while seeking office. A lot of this was instigated. And y'all giving up all y'all rights. And I'm speaking to my trans sisters right now, because if they take the rights away from women at 9 o'clock, they're going to take the rights away from us at 9:05. It ain't going to take them a whole nother day. And I mean, they're going to take away our hormone therapy, our right to dress as girls and with women's clothing, your ID. They are going to strip every right that you can. Y'all always think I'm against us. I'm not transphobic or trans or homophobic. I'm bullshitophobic. And the distractions are they doing everything and all they can to keep us separated from each other, to hate on each other as a community. That's whether it's the LGBT community or anywhere else. Look at all these wars and all this stuff. While they completely are moving a machine where we're not paying attention because we're too busy fighting with each other. We better fix this shit or we're going to be in trouble. And women, y'all better vote right. I'm telling y'all right. Biden may be old, but Biden is a human. I think that other one, AI, you can't get away with all the shit that he has done and not be human. I think that one is AI because, baby, woo, it's scary.
No, it's true. He was down in Trump's dumping ground this past week. President Biden was down in Florida because they have more restrictive, rules that are in place. And so, you know, he's trying to galvanize voters against abortion and try to move things along. I think the reproductive right issue might sway some people. You know, they're real Bible thumpers. There are certain areas there, but I think, I don't know. I think the women, I am 100% on with you that women could sway this vote. And it's not that you have to agree about it. Do you want someone telling you? And if they're going to tell us this, what's
and you
next?
Know how, and look, okay, and the part of me that is a woman don't like nobody to tell me what to do. And most women I know don't like nobody, including their husbands or their mamas. Don't tell me what to do. So listen, if you don't want somebody to tell you what to do, I'm telling you what to do right now, goddammit. Get your ass to the poll and vote blue for Biden. Yes, Biden needs a second term to finish fixing what was broken when he got in the White House. This first one, he's mending fences with our allies. This next one, he's going to start doing real change. I believe that. Y'all not scared of Biden. Y'all worried about Kamala Harris. But as long as Biden has a great cabinet, we're going to have a great country being ran, because that's what it's going to take. So, damn it, put it to the side. But ladies, women, with a uterus or without, this is on us. This is on us.
It's true. And I want everybody to think about this. Everybody that's in Biden's cabinet right now, of course, there are personnel changes for everybody that have moved. But everybody's there right now is willing and able and going to come back if he gets in for a second term. I don't think that Trump can say that about two people in his old cabinet. I think they're trying to distance, and so including his kids, at least his daughter. They are not coming. They're not coming for him. So what does that tell you?
That's very true, Bobby. It speaks volumes. So the choice is ours, y'all. The choice is ours. They paint that picture how you wanted to see, but y'all have short-term memory, because a year ago he was bragging how he single-handedly overturned Roe versus Wade. But now he's backtracking and slip-sliding. That's not only in that. He's going to backtrack and slip-slide in everything he promised you.
It's true. And it's not even a year. I heard him this year in calendar year 2024, and I don't know if it was in February, he said that he's the one that that forced Roe v. Wade. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, you're exactly right. Within so many weeks, when after he made that, his polls had kind of changed. You know, he felt a different way. And let me tell you, the polls that are out there, they are starting to flip. Some of them, there are four different polls. Two of them have Biden as up. Two of them have Trump as up, but his numbers were, we'll say 10 before, and now they're down to like 3. So there is a shift happening. But we just have to stick with it. And again, we might feel very differently if there was a different Republican candidate, but unfortunately, this is what we have on both sides. So we are far from anti-GOP. We're just anti this particular candidate.
I'm with the whole third party system, just like the next one. I swear I wish this country had a third party, because neither one of these candidates, the president sitting or the former president, are my choices. But one is my option, because I only have the option of two. If we wanted a third party on day one when President Biden got in office, y'all should have got real serious about that and really pushed that, and we would probably be at a place to where it could be taken seriously. But at this moment, we are at the 11th hour, almost to the finish line. You got two options, the orange old man or the old man. That's it.
It's
nobody
true.
Else.
It's really true. When you vote, I really think about what you want, because we're not even just talking about the presidential votes. See if you're happy with the people in your area and what they're actually doing for you. Because a lot of us are voting for new congressmen and senators. If your senator is sitting on his tukas, I'm using my Jewish word since it's Passover, and they're doing nothing for you and they're not working. Remember, this Congress has done the least of all of the Congresses in history. It was only one other that had that. I think we have like 45 bills that have put in, and the next lowest one, I can't remember. I don't know if it was under Truman, but they did like 310. Are you kidding me? So we're not even close. So we're really the worst. So think about who you vote for and what you want your home to look like.
If you're gonna have a home.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knicks anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knicks' biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knicks leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knicks wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knicks favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knicks anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knicks.com. That's KNIX.com.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
So that's the next subject. So speaking of, great segue, the homeless crisis. So the Oregon has been, has put forth a case about homelessness. The homeless in Oregon feel that they have a right to camp out in parks. And I feel all sorts of different ways about this because I think we have a terrible crisis and I feel badly, but I also think parks are for all people. And we shouldn't necessarily, they shouldn't be designated to just the homeless. I think we have to do better in other areas. I don't know if they're going to, if they're going to make their way, because the little that I've seen from the Supreme Court, it seems like they're going to leave it up to the local areas, the states, the towns, to make their own rules. But they're under the premise of the Eighth Amendment, which is cruel and unusual punishment. And I don't think this meets that criteria. I don't know what you think.
I'm really starting to have an issue with all these individual states being to make all their own laws, because that is going to lead to some persecution that we don't even want.
Well, you're going to have states that are heavily populated, like Massachusetts and California, because they voted one way. And then you'll have states that won't be as much because nobody's going to want to live in them.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I like all of that, but as far as why are so many people homeless? Because it's not only mental illness that causes homelessness. The economy here, and it has been building up. I'm not saying it's under Biden's watch. It is bad now, but stuff is expensive now. But Trump inherited a good economy. And in 4 years, he broke it. In 4 years, he burned it up.
Biden for the middle people, we want to make sure, you know, the wealthy got wealthier. And in some ways, we want that because the idea is, although we're seeing trickle down economics doesn't actually work, it's supposed to trickle, but they're supposed to spend money that help the rest of us. But that doesn't seem to be happening. But I think we need to really pay attention. I'm not in the city in Boston here a whole lot. You know, I live just above it, you know, because now I'm working remotely, right? So I'm not in the city, but I was in the city with you, Flame, and in New York, and we saw quite a few people on benches, and you know, it broke my heart. Or walking around with like their blankets on their shoulders, and it was super sad. We've got to, just like the immigration issue, which the can has sort of been kicked down, I feel like the homeless crisis is almost the same because it's uncomfortable and the two sides can't meet. So the Democrats, especially the progressive ones, will want to give away the store, and the Republicans, the far right MAGA, you know, people won't necessarily want to give anything at all. So I think they just push it down. But the jig is up. We've got to get some of this stuff resolved.
Yeah, we have to, because we're living in too much hell. And everything, and people just, you know, but and as much as you see people not liking each other, I love that Bobby and I, Monday night, we went to Comedy in Harlem. And Bobby was probably the cream of the coffee, because it may have been one other white person in there. Bobby chit-chatted with everybody. She felt safe. She felt welcome. And this is what I'm saying. We got to stop seeing what we want to see in people and just see the person for who they are. I never asked you, but you never looked like you were. You moved around like you knew everybody in the place. So this is what I'm saying.
Yeah. that's sort of who I am. Like, the one thing I thought was funny, there were a couple of comedians that were on and they would have like these white jokes and then they would look over at me. And I would just laugh.
That was Friday. That was Sunday night, right? When we went.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And he'd say the white people, and he looked over at the one white lady sitting there. But yeah, no, not at all. We're going to go back to Jamie, right? So I think the people, they absolutely were lovely. But Jamie keeps that type of atmosphere. Like, he makes everybody feel welcome and safe.
Yeah, but my point was, everybody should be able to go in some other club or some other establishment.
Absolutely.
And be the cream or the chocolate and coffee and have a great time and feel safe.
Yep. Absolutely. Everybody that was there was lovely. Everybody were crazy about you. And yeah, no, it was a great group. That's my point, but you're exactly right. I've been there a couple of times and I've never felt uncomfortable. I felt very comfortable. Yeah. No.
Now, can we get America to be like that? Can we get America to be comfortable? That's gonna be the name of the episode. Can we get America to be? call it, because I want to talk about the eternal flame that never burns out in DC. Oh. But since we're bringing up the word flames, where are we going, Bobby?
Okay, so we'll do. We'll go to the Trump trial, and then we'll do. We'll just do a quick update on the foreign aid piece. How's that sound?
Yes.
Good? Okay. So opening statements were made with Trump's case. He looked like he was falling asleep a little bit, but I guess he said to people that he was praying. Bless his heart. They have their full 12-person jury and 6 alternates, which is really great. So they're kind of moving. It's going rapidly, which I think, maybe Trump is probably a little shocked with. There are several, key people, key witnesses that came from his cabinet and whatnot. One I thought was hysterical. So, I mean, this really, we know this case, everybody, is really about documents and payments but we're calling it the hush money, right? With the porn star. And I think the funniest thing is the first person, the first witness, was the National Enquirer owner, Pecker. I thought, Pecker and porn star, talk about an unseemly case. They had him up because he has, supposedly, he quashed some stories that were going to come, and then he would plant stories against Trump's opponents. So, you know, and that sort of spoke to the whole hush money kind of deal. So that's what's going on. And then the part that you were just talking about, some poor, sick person. And I'm sure Trump's going to try to somehow take credit for it, but it wasn't about Trump. Lit themselves on fire. Did you see that? He threw all sorts of documents, like flyers out. His friends have said that his name was Maxwell Zarello, by the way. He was 37. And they said he was brilliant. He was very compassionate and kind, but he was troubled. And it wasn't over Trump or Biden. It was about sort of where we're at. It was about the corruption and what's going on right now. I don't know how he thought he was going to get anywhere with that, but that's what he did.
Yeah. First of all, prayers to him. But let me tell you something.
The only thing
I can respect about that whole situation, at least he only did it to himself. Because there's so many others that go out here and do
right.
it to 15, 20 other people. And I'm sad that he did that, because I was raised on it. If you commit suicide, you're going straight to hell. He got a prequel on how hot it's going to be when he get there. But at least he only hurt himself, because so many others hurt so many other innocent people. That is sad. I'm choking.
I know. I was like, I thought you were getting a little verklempt, my other Jewish word. I didn't know if I would hop through the screen and give you the Heimlich.
No. Oh, I'm not crying. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm not crying for nobody who. And I know that's the old monks. The monks used to do that in protest, right. Set themselves on fire. I'm trying to figure out what the significance does that do. It ain't changed shit. The trial still kept going on.
He has to be mentally ill, Flame. He had to be really mentally ill. you know, his friends, any of that was around him, they were like shocked. They couldn't, they thought it was, they had the wrong person. They said he was troubled and he had like these conspiracy things. What I wonder is because he was kind of a loner, I wonder if he had like schizophrenia or like he just kind of went undiagnosed or whatnot or didn't take his meds. Like, you know, they're not talking about that right now.
Well, you know that, you know that old adage, Bobby, you worked in a medical profession for years, still do. There is a very, there's a, the line between genius and lunacy is a pig's hair spine.
That's exactly that. And that's what I'm thinking because they said he's so brilliant and they said he was so compassionate. He would help anybody and he would literally give you the shirt off his back. And he would help if anybody needed anything. He was the first one that sort of volunteered. So they were shocked and horrified. And it had to be awful. The police were there. They saw him sort of throw these. He got a backpack and I guess he threw these flyers up and then pulled something out of a backpack. They didn't quite know what was, you know, looked like. I think it was probably a canister, like one of those cups that you squeeze and put something and immediately did it. I mean, it was awful. People jumped in and tried to help.
That is awful. That is, Bobby,
and you're right. They didn't stop anything. So.
No. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know what the protest is, but God bless him. Rest his soul wherever he may be. Okay, let's move on.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you who's upset about some protesters is Trump. He's upset that he doesn't have a gazillion people sitting outside. He thought like they would shut things down. And he's been making comments like, I only do this for you. And I think he's as a money collecting grab. And I'm sure there probably are people that are sending money in. But I thought, oh my God, he's like such a big head. I mean, you want to have people outside.
It makes you wonder, is his grip, is he losing his grip?
I'm telling you, I don't know. But instead of saying Sleepy Joe, it's Sleepy Dawn. So we'll see how that goes. Right now, that's probably all that we have. There'll be more that will happen throughout the week. God love him. And Mike Johnson, he got that foreign aid bill finally passed through Congress. It zipped through the Senate. President Biden is set to actually sign it tomorrow. It there was give and take. It was bipartisan because one of the things that that the GOP insisted on is that we're not just giving money to Ukraine, that we put it down as like a loan. So that was a concession that had to be made. I don't know how they're ever, everything that they have is blown up. I don't know how they're going to pay anybody back. But if that's what they had to do to get it through, it was a $95 billion package. It includes sanctions on Iran, seizure of frozen Russian sovereign assets, a measure that could shut TikTok down. It gives TikTok a year to sell to an American company. I have to be quite honest. I don't know how that all works. Like, why would anybody want to sell their company? But I think maybe the U.S. owns a piece of it anyway. So I don't know. But it gives them a year to kind of figure it out because, you know, we're nervous about China getting our information and maybe Girl. Doing something that's Ooh,
I almost,
not great.
I almost said, look, I almost said something. They been bought that. Look.
it was a victory for Biden. It was a victory for Johnson. Marjorie Taylor Greene saying she's gonna oust him. What's so funny to me is she's one person. Like, I don't know how she, and did I read, am I nuts, or did I read she was in Russia? And what the hell did she have to do in Russia if she was?
I'm just going to say this for the country. She don't play basketball, so yeah. Oh,
they can keep her. They can keep her. But Israel's going to get $26.4 billion. Some people are upset that there were no restrictions or guidelines that were put on that money. You know, like $9.5 billion was actually designated for humanitarian aid for them to give our money to make sure there's aid going to Gaza. So that's good. But, you know, there was a whole attack in Rafah where 18 women and children, mostly children, were killed.
No more war, Bobby. No more war.
No, I know. But let's put some guidelines. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't keep blowing people up. If you know Hamas is there, okay, but figure it out. $61 billion will go towards Ukraine, and they are desperate. I mean, they must be over there throwing rocks at this point. And then Taiwan is going to get $8.1 billion. And that's for because they've been getting threats against China, which is
So much respect for President Zelensky. I think that he is a courage with a confidence and the heart of a dragon, because he has stood up with his country, and he has gotten down with the country and never abandoned the country, didn't run away.
No.
And right there in the streets with the people. I have a lot of respect
exactly right. He is like right on, I'm not going to say the front lines, I'm using that as an expression, but he's down with his soldiers. He's not forgotten them. He's desperate. The only good thing that came out of all of the distractions with this stuff is that it seems like, to me at least, that the impeachment articles against Mayorkas they've sort of been dismissed and forgotten about. They haven't been brought up. I know that the Democratic Senate kind of put them to rest, but I wasn't sure if the GOP would kind of bring it back up. But it doesn't seem like that's happening right now. So that's okay.
Well, wherever we're going, ladies and gentlemen, we want y'all to know that this is where we're going to keep you in the loop. We are almost to the end of the run. Woo, 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 woo. Say it, Bobby.
I have my hands over, woo-hoo, over my head. Yeah.
We thank you guys for riding with us and rolling with us. We thank our fabulous producer, Mr. Aaron Howe, who is just the coolest dude. So this was Bobby and Aaron's first encounter. So Bobby just loves Aaron. Oh my God.
I do.
Oh, he's so adorable. So maybe she won't ride him before the meetings every week.
I just try to keep everybody organized and honest. What can I say?
But I love Aaron,
sometimes I think he's going and eating a ham sandwich or something.
I wish I had one right now, but I'm trying to eat these neck bones. Anyway, listen, here at Laughing Learn, we are not changing the model ever, because we won't, because you guys don't change for us, but you teach us and you help us. But here at Laughing Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind, because why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And a boat is an even worse one. Women, I challenge you. I challenge all women under the sound of my voice, with a uterus or without, to stand up against this machine that is trying to control all of us. If we all need to be women standing strong, we all need to be women standing strong. Because from what I just read recently, it's only been about 55 to 60 years that women can even get a credit card without being in their husband's name.
Right? That's the truth.
When was suffrage? 1929, where women could vote. Y'all, listen, I don't know what setback they're looking to do, but whatever they're looking to do, we have the power to stop it.
It's the truth.
I'm challenging you, women. This is a challenge. Don't let me down. Vote blue, vote Biden. I'm riding with Biden, but he damn sure ain't driving now. I'm just going to be up front. He can't drive. He can sit in the back seat.
In one of those cars, like you know, one of those little side cars, like you're driving a motorcycle. Yeah, I love it.
Perhaps we still need him at the head, because if he don't be at the head, unfortunately, we're going to be at the tail. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Please follow my beautiful co-host, Bobby Clifford, at Clifford Bobby on Facebook. On Instagram, and Bobby Clifford on Facebook. And I'm all on social media platforms. The video from Sherry Shepherd is on YouTube, as well as on my Instagram page. There's a clip at Monroe Flame. I thank you guys for following me. YouTube every morning. Please like, share, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're trying to get the numbers up by the birthday. Thank you for season 4 of Laugh and Learn. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, I will be in Killeen, Texas at Twice as Funny Comedy Lounge. Get your tickets at the website or at the box office. Y'all doing good, because it's almost sold out. And on May 10th, I'm showcasing for Netflix as a joke. And everything else we'll talk about later. Have a great night. Have a great week. Get your mind right. We got an election to win. Okay, Bobby. Peace.
Bye.
Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame of Row. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.